This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Growing up in rural eastern North Carolina, Vivian Howard learned that food and place are intimately connected. She took that knowledge with her as she became an award-winning chef and the star of the television show A Chef's Life. The making of the PBS program also connects with Vivian's roots. It is created and directed by her childhood friend Cynthia Hill. The fourth season of A Chef's Life debuts next week. It traces Vivian's return to her Kinston restaurant, The Chef and the Farmer, and it highlights her new cookbook, Deep Run Roots, Stories and Recipes from My Corner of the South. Vivian Howard joins me now. Welcome back, Vivian.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk with you. I've got your friend here, Cynthia Hill. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you. Hey, Vivian.
Hey.
Vivian, take us back to the start of the show, because you opened the restaurant in 2006, right? And that seemed like a big enough job, but you also wanted to document it. So take us back.
Well, we opened Chef and the Farmer in 2006. And a few years later, I decided that I wanted to document some of these dying food traditions that I saw that people were not doing anymore in eastern North Carolina, things like making sauerkraut or hog killings or putting up corn. And I knew that Cynthia was a filmmaker. She made this really beautiful film about tobacco in eastern North Carolina. And I thought that she would be the perfect person to make this little, I don't even know what I thought it was. I thought that I was going to produce it. I didn't necessarily think I was going to be in it. So I reached out to her to see what she thought, and that's how it all kind of came to be.
Well, Cynthia, at first I think you didn't know what it was going to be. You were a little skeptical at first, right? It's like, what is this thing?
Well, yeah, I'm always up for a challenge, but any reason to go back to eastern North Carolina and go to a farm, I was game. But when I went out there and visited Vivian and we started talking about this whole idea of documenting these foodways, I became more and more fascinated by her own story and her own courage to come back home and open this restaurant that, to be honest, most of us thought was going to crash and burn. Because who in their right mind would open a high-end farm-to-food restaurant in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lovely community, but not the place where you think of a high-end farm-to-food restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. And at that time, I think there were a lot of us that were just trying to get away from there. And so coming back to there and seeing and also understanding, too, how smart she was and still is. But I was just fascinated by her, and I was just hoping to have an opportunity to weave her story into these food traditions from our region.
And Vivian, you are childhood friends. You've known each other a while, right?
We have known each other. I really grew up more with Cynthia's sister, but we grew up about 3 miles from each other. So lots of talented women coming from that part of the country.
So how did you conceptualize this show? Because now it's a kind of reality show that also shows the inner workings and behind the scenes and a little bit of a biography. How did you conceive it, Cynthia, when you finally realized we've got to put this TV show together now?
Well, we had no idea what we were doing. Yeah. So we just went out and as I told Vivian, I said, let's start experimenting. So we just show up and my style is I just show up and I start filming and we'll just see what happens. And so it was more instinctual, I would say. You know, there were parts of it about the food ways that we wanted to capture and then what was going on in her daily life and Ben's life with the restaurant and the struggles of having a business like that and being a couple that started to weave its way into it. So really, we just did what felt right.
And the Avid brothers are also part of this right from the start, right?
Yeah. Their tune is the opening tune for the show. And so Vivian and I were talking about what are we going to do? And I sent this tune to her, Will You Return by the Avett Brothers? And I was like, you know, I would love to have something like this. And then we said, well, maybe we can have that. So
Let's ask them. And they did. And the relationship has continued. In fact, they're featured in the first episode. And are they going to be in this season as well, right? Season 4?
Or yes, were they? Yeah, they're in the first episode.
Yeah, of season 4. Tell us a little bit about that. Can you give us a preview?
Vivian, you want to do that?
Sure, if I can remember. So we go, the Avett Brothers live and hail from the Concord area. And so we go up to Concord and do a fundraiser for Lomax Incubator Farm. So an incubator farm is a farm that kind of gives young farmers experience. You know, they can rent a little plot of land and learn how to grow vegetables and market them and figure out if this is something that they can actually do for a living. And it's very important because we're facing a farmer crisis in this country. So we do a fundraiser for Lomax Incubator Farm along with the Avett Brothers. And it's a really intimate dinner, and they perform, and I get to watch them, and I geek out like a fangirl, which is kind of embarrassing to watch. And it's all centered around the ingredient spring onions or scallions.
Well, we've got a little bit of a clip, Vivian, of you visiting the Lomax Incubator Farm in Concord and talking with Aaron Newton. Let's listen.
So most of the, do I call them students?
We call them farmers in training.
Farmers in training.
We call them FITs for short.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they young?
The age right now is young. Our youngest farmer in training is 22, with the median age of a farmer being 59. Our mission is to try and push that down.
I think farming is kind of like cooking in a restaurant. For one, you need to do something like this because it looks a lot different from the outside than what it actually is. Magazines like Modern Farmer make it look very sexy and sparkly, but it's not sexy and sparkly.
No. It's sweaty and dirty and, yeah, and long hours.
And hard. And you work when other people are playing.
Yes.
Can we walk toward the onion patch?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your background? Are you a farmer?
No, I did train here for a couple of years. My background is in landscape architecture. I used to turn farm fields into subdivisions.
Wow.
Yeah. So now I'm doing my penance, right?
You're not the first person I've interviewed like that. Do you have any female fits?
When we first started, we had more female fits than male fits. If you were to arrive here from another planet, the average farmer on planet Earth is a woman of color farming less than 5 acres. That's what a farmer really looks like on planet Earth, on average.
That's a clip from season 4 of A Chef's Life, and I'm talking with Chef Vivian Howard. The show's creator and director is with us as well, Cynthia Hill. Vivian, you really advocate for farming as well. In this first episode, I think, you've talked about that and how much it means to you to advocate for farmers and to bring new farmers into the business, right? Why is that so important to you?
I grew up in a family of farmers and in a community made up entirely of farmers. And I think that I always said I would never marry a farmer because I thought it was the hardest job on earth. And I think that farmers are underrepresented and misunderstood and often portrayed in media as dumb. And the farmers are smartest people I know, and they're such an important part of the fabric of our country, and I feel like their story needs to be told more, and it needs to be louder. So yeah, I consider myself an advocate for farmers.
Well, Cynthia, we're talking about season 4 of Chef's Life, which debuts on PBS next week, and there's one episode called My Watermelon Baby. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, I don't know if you could do a show about Southern food and ingredients and not feature watermelon. And we have been trying to get watermelon into the show since the very first season. So we finally get it in season 4. But, you know, we all grow up eating watermelon where we're from. And I think a lot of folks do. So it just was natural to try to weave that story into
it. Including the story of pickled watermelon. Let's listen.
Rose taught me how to can. So whenever I have a preserve or canning related question, she's my go-to. So we're going to make watermelon rind preserves or pickles?
Preserves.
Preserves.
I peel my melon before I cut it. It makes
Oh, really?
I do. It makes it easier. What I do is just take my potato peeler, bear down on it like this, or you can take a knife and just go, probably not toward you like I do, but safely.
Just some background information. Rose and I used to work together at Chef and the Farmer, and she's great in the kitchen, but we used to say that Rose was a tornado, and Chef and the Farmer was her trailer park. So the fact that she's got this knife coming straight toward her, do not do that at home.
There's a clip from season 4 of A Chef's Life, and I'm talking with Vivian Howard, and the show's creator and director is Cynthia Hill as well. And I think that's the other part of the show, as well as this, kind of the drama, the behind-the-scenes stuff, Vivian, is the way in which some of these ways can be preserved and are extremely useful for us now and extremely sensible for us now as we try to think about ways that we can be, you know, more thoughtful and conservative about how we use our resources. It seems to me that that's an important part of what's, you know, the show is all about.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people used to make things like watermelon preserves and put up corn because, you know, they were making sure that they didn't waste anything and they had enough food to eat all year. And that doesn't seem to be a problem for us nowadays, but it's very important to be mindful of our food and to value it. And to always make sure that we're not wasting anything. And I think that's the genesis for so many of these traditions that we're shining a light on.
Well, Vivian, I want to preview just at least one more episode of season 4 called Peas, Please. You learn some living history from Aunt Virginia. So tell us a little bit more about that episode.
This is one of my absolute favorites from the season. Aunt Virginia is not my aunt, but she's a friend of ours, aunt, and she's in her late 90s and just like the most sparkly, spry. She's made of good stuff, put it that way. And she takes us back to when she was a kid, and it was during the Great Depression, and her mother dried peas. And she shows us how they winnow the peas and how they harvest them for cooking. And then I ask her to take me in the kitchen and show me how to cook peas. And she thinks that is just hilarious because it's for her, it's incredibly simple.
It's like, who doesn't know that, right? Yeah.
Well, a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that's it. But, you know, it's like she's looking at you like, how did you get through life not learning that? Well, let's listen to a clip.
I'm right here.
Hey,
give me a hug.
This excited.
Oh, thank you so much for doing this. Wow, you look amazing.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about peas?
Yes, my dad. You know, he'd go and plow down the middle of the corn. And I sowed the peas. I was the only one could sow them like he wanted them.
Oh, really?
My brother was bigger and older, but he would throw them in handfuls. But I would kind of open my hand as I threw it and just scatter them. And guess what we had to do when we come home from school?
Pick peas.
They were stored in the barn, tobacco barn. You know what a tobacco barn is?
I know what a tobacco barn
okay.
is, yeah.
And it was safe and it was dry in there. And there they hung, and those bags, burlap bags. Well, my mom, she got her stick to beat the peas. And she started whamming away, you know, whamming away. And she, with that stick, just beating the peas. There was a stack of them. And you could hear the peas going through the holes. The holes were so dry. The peas falling to the bottom.
Is that enough to start with, you think?
Honey, I don't know.
Who's going to do the beating? You want to do the beating?
I think Aunt Virginia might want to.
You want to hit it a couple licks
I'll
to start
with?
I'll
hit a couple licks.
Whoa!
And my mom could see me now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You see, she got me back. Let's kind of turn them over.
Let me get out of the way before you start beating them again.
Clip from season 4 of A Chef's Life. Vivian Howard is here as director and creator Cynthia Hill. That is the best example of pea beating we've ever had on the show, without a doubt, Vivian. So thank you for that.
I wish you could see that. That is a funny scene.
It's funny to listen to. I mean, it's amazing. You sort of the visuals are pretty strong, even listening. But that's in season 4, so you can check it out on PBS. Well, Vivian, you've also got a cookbook coming out, right? Deep Run Roots, Stories and Recipes from My Corner of the South. Tell us about that.
I do. It comes out October 4th, and it's a big book. Cynthia's seen it. We got the first copy this week, and it's a lot of stories and about 200 recipes that explain kind of my brand of Southern cooking as well as Eastern North Carolina's quintessential traditional dishes. And I'm incredibly proud of it and excited by the idea of it being out in the world.
How would you describe your brand? What is distinctive about the way you approach, in many ways, some traditional culinary techniques?
I think the dishes that are most successful of mine are ones that are familiar but slightly different. You know, they have a very they're rooted in something familiar, but I bring a modern kind of approach. I add a lot of acidity in terms of like lemon and lime and texture. You know, in the South, a lot of our food tends to be very soft, and so a lot of times I'll add an element of texture to enliven the palate and make you want to come back for more.
No. Cynthia, we're in our fourth season now, and you're probably already thinking about and getting ready and maybe even shooting season 5.
Yeah, we're shooting season 5.
How do you do that? How do you sort of imagine a trajectory for a show like this? Keep it moving.
Well, for us, it's just been taking it one day at a time and seeing where Vivian goes. And so we have the luxury to be able to follow her path, and we just take her lead. And like this season 4, we see her write a book, and we see what it takes to put your dream out there and the sacrifices someone has to make that happen. And so with season 5, we're filming her as she promotes this book and goes on the road. So,
and that includes a food truck, right?
And it includes a food truck, which we're picking up in Charleston tomorrow and filming that.
Food truck and book signing is just kind of perfect.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yes, and it's going to make really good TV, in my opinion.
Well, that's season 5. That's way down the line. Season 4 debuts next week. Cynthia Hill is the producer and director and creator of A Chef's Life. Vivian Howard, an award-winning chef. Her restaurant is The Chef and the Farmer in Kinston, and the star of the PBS show, A Chef's Life. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Season 4 of A Chef's Life begins September 8th on PBS stations around the country. The premiere party, Sunday, September 11th at 2 o'clock in Kannapolis. That is free and open to the public. Charlotte Ammons is going to be there, and Jim Avid, as well as Dave Childers and Charlotte Ammons, all going to be there. We've got that information at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.